This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, in ticker symbols that could not be more perfect, WORK. Slack, the company behind the popular intra-office instant messaging service, is expected to go public tomorrow. And I say perfect because somehow Slack has convinced companies that letting people ping messages at each other, not just about work, but also about pets and parenting and happy hours and what have you, somehow that's all good for business. Here's Marketplace's Jack Stewart.
You probably know Slack as this sound as messages come in. And the place where you get your boss's latest demands, random messages from your coworkers, and where you can reply to them all with a GIF of a head exploding. We asked for your impressions of Slack. Jonathan Sender in New York got in touch. He runs marketing at a small supermarket chain. He's a fan.
We're able to use the platform pretty much all day and Slack over all sorts of different files. It's a pretty amazing tool.
That's what Slack wants to hear, that it's a replacement for the dreaded email. But beyond that, what is Slack? In the S1 listing prospectus, the company says, quote, "We and the rest of the world still have a hard time explaining Slack. It's been called an operating system for teams, a hub for collaboration, a connective tissue across the organization, and much else."
I do like this notion of the connective tissue within a workplace or a workforce. Practically speaking, that's a lot of what it does.
April Rinney advises startups and others on the future of work. She says the ability for Slack users to customize, like adding apps, means that it can change to suit teams' needs.
We can pinpoint what it is perhaps today, but that's different than what it was yesterday, and that's certainly going to be different than what it's going to be from Thursday onwards. I look at Slack in a way, it's almost as though it's in adolescence.
Slack's acceptance by companies happened organically, says Ray Wong, analyst at Constellation Research, which may be why it's fared better than other instant messaging apps.
What happened was people were just downloading the software. They found it the easiest way to work across geographies, across standards. And pretty soon, like, the whole company had Slack accounts, and they started to realize, oh my God, this is an enterprise piece of software.
A report by Mio, which helps companies integrate messaging platforms, says 73% of businesses with over 10,000 employees are now using Slack. Some of you told us that Slack also comes with downsides. Mainly, it can make it hard to unplug when the notifications are rolling in all at once. Emily Collier, who's a marketing consultant, says it was even tough to ignore when she was on maternity leave.
For me, I think it's the fact that it's an app on my phone that feels a lot like checking social media. So when I'm up at 2:30 in the morning nursing, I'm checking Twitter, I'm checking Instagram, and Slack is right there.
Slack gives users the ability to add or join channels, group chats, which can be about anything, not just work. Christine Movius is a software engineer in DC. She enjoys the social aspect.
It's sometimes funny. I'll be in the elevator and I'll see someone who looks familiar from Slack, but I've never actually met them in person. And then I'll look at them and say, I think I've talked to you in the gardening channel before. And then I'll introduce myself in person.
More than 10 million people use Slack every day. That doesn't come anywhere near Facebook's 1.5 billion. But Slack is the one that it's okay to have open at your desk all day. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
We would love your thoughts about how useful Slack is in your job, or, to be fair, not useful, I guess. We've got a Twitter poll running. We are at Marketplace on that social media platform.